Hi.
How's it going, Wild Wonderful?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. You got to come back up here and be on the show again. Come on.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I would love it. So I love Baltimore Magazine. So many things. I find something new to like about it every time. And you're the editor-in-chief, so you're the right person to tell this to. I love the upfront calendar. I know you have it online, but just to look at the different things going on, things that would get by you maybe, that I've already seen three things I want to do in September.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's actually, at some point, we almost considered putting it online, like, because that's how people generally kind of decide what they want to do for the weekend. They, like, Google it or they look online. And we were like, no, this is such a convenient and also kind of attractive way to show people what's happening in Baltimore, you know, throughout the month. And sometimes just when you see it laid out in print with the pictures,
yeah,
it's just more compelling. And, you know, and again, like, obviously, I love our website, and I'm on the web all the time personally, but there is nothing quite like the experience, you know, of holding that magazine in your hand and flipping through it and sort of making choices about what you're going to do based on what you see.
Well, you're talking about trips that are attainable, like a whole adventure in a daytime to come back and sleep in your own bed in this September issue. And Max, do you have any personal favorites around here that you would like to jump on that people might be able to stalk you at?
Well, I mean, I have to say, I haven't been to any of the places that are featured in our Wild Wonders cover story, which is basically these beautiful natural wonders that are all within driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I'm really dying to check out is Assateague. I mean, the little ponies, they're so beautiful. And the idea of just seeing a natural pony in its natural habitat, you know, is just, it's crazy to me. And they're just beautiful horses.
Oh, so they are. And they're really, actually, if you go in the off season when there's nobody there, they're pretty friendly. I had a roof, like a sunroof open, and two of them tried to stick their heads in the roof at the same time. And my son was sitting in the passenger seat, and he was out of his mind. We had horses everywhere.
Oh, my God. And it wasn't scary at all? Like, they seem really gentle?
Gentle as can be. I took pictures of it. It was insane. Really was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we actually have the horses on the cover, which is so cute. And this Wild Wonder story, it's about these just breathtaking places. You know, America is really a beautiful country. And
it is.
Sometimes it's like we need to stop and pause and appreciate all of the natural beauty around us. And all of these, trips to see these wonderful natural wonders are all within driving distance. We actually tell you this is a 3-hour drive to Assateague. Susquehanna is only 1-hour drive.
Right.
4 hours to Dolly Sods in West Virginia. And these are places where you're going to see, you know, all sorts of wildlife that you've never seen before. Bald eagles and bears and all different kinds of birds and fish. You're going to see terrain that you've never seen before. The Calvert Cliffs.
That's the one I love. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, fossils.
Bullseye.
Like actual fossils.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's crazy to me. And Blackwater, Maryland just sounds amazing to me. So if you flip through this issue, it's like you're going to put all these places on your bucket list, but you know, like it's like achievable bucket list,
yeah,
you know? So that's our cover story. And it's done by Lydia Wolver, who's one of our travel editors, and she just did an amazing